Okay, I think this is working. Do you hear me? Shimmy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I can hardly hear you, but... Okay, better? What's all this over here? I don't know what all this is. Let's see, are you guys in here? Oh, I see you guys. Okay, interesting. Okay, fine. So we got the Zoom to work on the computer that sits here on the desk. So we're gonna have to use my laptop. Remember to take it home. Okay, fine. Okay. Yeah. And this recording? Yeah, recording. There you go. Yeah. Open up. That's okay, so let's go on to Gemara. The two dots, Tanan. It's really one of the, I don't know why there's two dots. Tanan, the Gemara brings out Mishnah. I think the two most famous, the best set for Shelly Gimshal and Karen Bethemish, the ratio of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, yeah, I'm a Mishnah, will a female the Mishal and Shapin. If you hold a female the Mishal, so I understand, even though the Chamas isn't worth any money, it's also about no, but a meter it has. So you have Eliyamut if you don't have Mishalim, Chomis with Pesach by Domim, there's no Domim. It's a kasha, it's a chayv from the Mishnah Zeraya that Lefimida Mishalim. So it's mashma in Gemara that Leman Domim Lefimida Mishalim, the Mishnah is mispirished very simply, in the ratio Ochol Tumah V'Shegig, since Lefimida Mishalim, so he's chayv to pay. Gemara doesn't speak at the fairs, so why in the sefer you potter? And the tzad l'fimidim mishalim. So why in the sefer b'meizid that you potter? But what does Rashi say? Gemara never speaks at the fair. Rashi says, no Rashi. But Mishnah, the poshut answer, Rashi in the Mishnah, that he told me, because Rashi, and this is how Rashi in the Mishnah learned the Mishnah, that it's going l'fimidim mishalim. And that's why in the Reish Yechayev, because the Chometz has a Midah. So why in the Sefer Yipotah? So if Rashi in the Mishnah, the Mezid, Shehezid, the Trimah, the Shogar, the Chometz, Potom, and the Tashlum, the Meyetzim. So Rashi says, Yishom, the last two lines of Rashi, Trimah's Mezid, Ein Lechonish, Ein Tashlum, Elok HaPoev, and Asim Trimah, about the Chomish, Shogar, Kisim. Avon Mezid, Ein Elok HaShar, Gazin, Yam. So Rashi says, the Gemara only talks about the Reish. The Reish is good if you hold the Femina Mishalim. So even though it's Chometz, it's not a Badom. Who cares about a Badom? But it has a Midah. But in the Sefer, so why in the Sefer you put it? Because the Sefer is a Gazan B'Yam. It doesn't have, it's not in the whole parasha of Tashlum. It's not in the whole parasha of Tashlum Yitrumah. So it's a regular Gazan. A regular Gazan certainly pays Lefi Dom. So therefore, the safer you are, the pop. Yeah, we'll have to. We'll talk in a few minutes. What about the Rambam? The Rambam holds that even Mesid you can pay Paris. So the Chayru Lefi the Rambam, you have the same Shaila Lefi Dom and Meshalim Lefi Midah Meshalim. It's not only Shaila by Shalik, it's a Shaila by Mesid too. But Chayru is comes for the Poshut. I mentioned the other day. Remember, Shitas Rambam is that both B'Shogeg and B'Mezeg you have to pay Peres Chul and Mesukonim. There are differences. B'Shogeg you have to add a Chaymish, B'Shogeg it becomes Truma, it becomes Kodesh, the Kohen can't be Meichel, B'Mezeg you don't have to add a Chaymish, and it does not become Kodesh, and the Kohen could be Meichel, a lot of this to look at in. But as far as the Nakuda paying Peres is concerned, the Rambam holds, yeah, you have to pay Peres both B'Shogeg and B'Mezeg. So Rabbi Krager assumes that Lefi the Rambam, the buyer of Lefi Domim L'Shalom or Lefi Midah L'Shalom is not only by a Shogeg, it's just as much by a Mezid. Because if you're paying Peres, maybe it's Lefi Midah. So the fact that the Kreger is the house, so the Gemara is Mashma, that if you say Lefi Midah L'Shalom, the Mishnah is good. You don't have to come out to Rabbi Nachman Yemenakon and Rabbi Seguli and all things the Gemara is going to say b'hemshach. Why is the Mishnah good? So why? I understand the Reisha. The Reisha, you're chayav because of the Fimid Mishal. So why me say for your potter also the Fimid Mishal? Okay, we're gonna come to that. We'll come to that separately. Akapanim. But the Gemara asked him about the Fidom Mishal. If you're the Fidom Mishal, so how do you understand the Reisha? And for the Gemara. My answer is how many Rabbi Yisegli Lehidom of Chametz Pesach Mutadana. The Mishnah has to go like Rabbi Yisegli that Chametz Pesach is a bad dom. Chametz Pesach is Mutadana. That sheet is Rabbi Yisegli. It's not allowed to eat it, but it's Mutadana. So in Bela, you'll pay with Fi Dom what it's worth, what the Hanna is worth. In fact, in Gemara, Yehochi and Mesefa, the amazing part of me that there's limited my answer. If it's a very segulili, so why in the mezid the apotter? So it's like we've been learning halakha. So it's like if the mezid it's just a gazan the alma and you pay if you domim, but if you only have a segulili, then chametz pesach has a domim. Why are you potter in the sefer? My answer is sabel kav nechuni ben hakoni v'sani nechuni ben hakoni oisus yema kipurim kishabes l'tashlum. The mission is going not only a very segulili, which is not halacha. But it's going like in the Chunya Kona, which is also not that love. And the Chunya Kona said, they said, Din Kim with Rabbin, not only by Mrs. Basin, but by Chorus as well. Since it's a Din, so in the Sefer, you put us Kim with Rabbin. So, and that's the Chilak generation of Sefer, that's the case. There's Domim across the board. And everything is Lafi Domim. But Chametz has Domim, because it's going with Rabbin, it's Mutabana. So what's the Chilak generation of Sefer? The Rabbin is a Shaykh, there's no Kim with Rabbin. Amazing. In the Sefer, it's amazing. So this can lead the rabbi, but Rav Nachunya Ben Akonis can lead the rabbi. But there's no Mrs. Based. But we have the Kimlu Rabbi of Rav Nachunya Ben Akonis. That's our Rashi lives. The Chiluk narration of Sefer is that the Shogu is not Kimlu Rabbi. Only be amazing is the Kimlu Rabbi.
Doesn't the Rambam say you get Malkus if you eat true amazing?
Only with Asra. Presumably the case could be without Asra. That's the Ushan.
Out Asra, you get Misa. With Asra, you get Malkus?
No. Malkus isn't based. You need Asra. Misa Vedei Shemayim, you don't need Asra. Yeah. So Rashi learns that the Chiluk generation is safe. We'll be Rashi inside in a second, but I want to speak of the Rashi outside. So Rashi learns that the Chiluk, in this Mahalak now in the Gemara, the Fidom and Mishal, the way the Mishnah, why do we show the Paschal? The Rama Paschal, the Fidom and Mishal. So if you hold the Fidom and Shal, so how do you learn the Mishnah? There's no Domim, what's going on? So you have to say it's going to be basically there is Domim. So what's the Chiluk duration of the Sefer? So it's Rav Nechunya Ben Akana. So Rashi learned, so if it's Rav Nechunya Ben Akana and there's Kimlid Rabbani, so what's the Chiluk duration of the Sefer? So Rashi learns, because the din of Kimlid Rabbani is only Bemezid and not Bishayg. And that's good for the Chiluk in the Mishnah. In the ratio, there's no Kimlid Rabbani because it's Bishayg. In the Sefer, there's Kimlid Rabbani because it's Bemezid. Within the world of Rav Nechunya Ben Akana. So right away we see in Rashi, okay, this is the way Rashi learned in the Gemara, that by Shogeg, there's no Kimlu D'Rabbanei. There's only Kimlu D'Rabbanei by Mesid. That's a Chiddush. Why is that a Chiddush? Because by Mises Beistin, the regular classic Kimlu D'Rabbanei of Mises Beistin, there's Kimlu D'Rabbanei not only by Mesid, but even by Shogeg. The person is Mechal Shabbos by Shogeg. And at the same time, sorry if it's a Godesh and Shabbos. So there's a Mechal Shabbos B'Shoyim. And at the same time, there's also a Chiyah moment. So this came later to that's it's Rosh Hashanah, Gemara in Ksuvah, Gemara all over Shabbos. Tatana V'Cheskiyo, Maka Behem Yishamenu, Maka Odom Yumos, Ma Maka Behem L'Chilak Dim V'Shoyim V'Mezit, At Maka Odom L'Chilak Dim V'Shoyim V'Mezit, with like Chiyah moment. The kids said, we have a Rosh Hashanah V'Cheskiyo, that not only does Mises based in practice from Mammon, is Kimli the Rabbanei, not only Chayim Mises based in Bemezid, but Chayim Mises based in Bishayik as well. And the Chunyim and Akon, it says that we compare Mises based into Mises B'dei Shemayim. Chunyim and Akon, how you always say the Kirim Kishavas L'Tashlum, and he says Chorus and Mises based, and it's the same thing. Marang Subas, we saw the Marang Subas at the beginning of the Tunes Bank, we saw the Marang Subas in the Flam. Chayik Zabayanova, where the Chunyim and Akon got it from, Drova Darshan is also an Osoim, and Abai Darshan's Osoim, it says, and Rova Darshan's Kurishali Kamisa Shalachem, it says in Halim Yalimu and Amor, it's in Ayam and Ishahu, and Samtiponia, the Ishu, the Chesi, I'm garbling the Pasuk, but come on, it's a hekesh, the Kurishali Kamisa Shalachem. It's a hekesh between Misa, between Kurish and Misa's basin. So there's a mokum, there'll be a mokum to say. It just since the whole din of Rav Nachman ben Akana is based on an analogy between Kurish and Misa's basin, and Mrs. Basin is Ben Bemezid, Ben Beshagig. The Dinakim with Rabbi and then Mrs. Basin is Ben Beshagig, Ben Bemezid. So maybe of Nechoni Ben Akana's Din of Karas is also Ben Beshagig, Ben Bemezid. And the Emes Tesis, and the Chavtesim and Aleph Beas, and Psochim, and over there in Ksuvas, and that Laman and the Beis, that Tesis, we did that Tesis, we looked at that Tesis at the beginning of this man. Holds that way to finish. Tesis holds for Dabba Poshut. That the dinner of Nechonim and Akana is Ben Bishagi, Ben Bemezit, no different than the dinner of Mrs. Based. I'm just going to have to say the from Shat and our Mishnah, so what's the difference between the Ration and the Sefer? Rashi learns the difference between the Ration and the Sefer is that the Ration is Bishagi, there's no Kimli Rabbinate. The Ration, the Sefer is Ben Bemezit, there's Kimli Rabbinate. Taisus also is Kimli Rabbinate, Ben Bishagi, Ben Bemezit. Just like by Mrs. Based and by analogy to Mrs. Based. And we'll worry about Tyson in a second. Tyson discusses how to understand Pshat and the Mishnah. Tyson during Ksuvos. But Akapanim, right away we see a chiddush that we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tyson. Tyson's shita is that just like Mrs. Basin is Kimli Rabbanei Ben Bemezid Ben Bemezid Ben Bishagi. Likewise, Rav Nachman ben Akana's din that this Kimli Rabbanei like Karis is Ben Bishagi Ben Bemezid. And Rashi's fellow. Mrs. Basin is certainly Ben Bishagi Ben Bemezid. But Karis apparently is only Bemezid and not. Not the Kindle of Rabbanei, of course, has only been based in not the Shaykh. The stomach, this is more a narristic event. The stomach has to do, Bisoyde, probably has to do with the question of whether the Kindle of Rabbanei they have by Shaykh is a different halacha than the Kindle of Rabbanei of Mazed, or it's the same halacha. It's like, is it a separate halacha, or is it the same halacha? And actually, apparently, holds two different halachas. There's one din of Kindle of Rabbanei of Mazed, Lo Yosei. And then there's another in Kimli Rabbanei B'Shagig. And the Hekesh is only the Kimli Rabbanei B'Mesid. Taisa says, no, it's just a Gili Milsa. The Tanah Mecheskes Drosh is a Gili Milsa. That the Din of Lo Yosin is Ben B'Shagig, Ben B'Mesid. So there's no Mokam L'Chalak. There's no cleft, there's no cleavage between Shagig and Mesid. So that's number one. Then Rashi has the Kasha, though. Rashi says, how do we show him a busy with discussion? Chacham is the Rabbanan Ksuvah, so I think a busy with it. But maybe not explicitly. But Kapanah, Rashi then raises a question. So it comes out, what's the point of the Mishnah? The point of the Mishnah is, there's a Shabbos. This Chometz has a Shabbos. That's not the issue. The point of the Mishnah is that the Shogig is no Kimli Rabbanan. And the basis is Kimli Rabbanan. So therefore, the Shogig you're I have to pay. Mimezid, you don't have to pay. Yes, Rashi. So why bring Truma into it? The Mishnah didn't have to bring a Truma. What does Truma have to do with any? What does Truma contribute to the conversation? We could have had a Mishnah here just about Chometz. It's Maseches Tzachon. We could have had a Mishnah about Chometz. That Ha'ichel Chometz for Pesach. Stam, a Gazim. Eight Chometz for Pesach. The Shogeg, he has to pay. Because there's no Kimble Rabbani. And Mimezid, he's both a Minat Tashlumin because of Kimble Rabbani. Sorry, the nekuda here that happens to be truma, we're going to be dumb in Mishalim. The nekuda that happens to be truma is like ma'ale b'leimay. So what's the... So why does Gemara talk... Why does the Mishnah talk about truma altogether? Bishtuma, the way the Gemara initially understood the Mishnah, that Chametz has no shavius, but it's lefi midah Mishalim. So then we need to have Truma, because if it wouldn't be Truma, there's no Shabbos, nothing to talk about. The whole conversation starts because it's still about Truma, and Truma's the Femina Mishalim, and that's why in the Sefer Yechai and the Reish Yechai, because the Femina Mishalim, and the Sefer is the Fidome Mishalim, because it's amazing. It's so fine, I understand. Without Truma, there's nothing to say. But now we go on with the Mishnah's door, that Chomes is Mutabano. Chomes Pesach is Mutabano. So that has Domin. So what's the Chalik Reish in the Sefer? The Reish is no Kimur Rabbani, because it's a Shagig. The Sefer is Kimur Rabbani, because it's amazing. No, so Truma is Lema Alev Lema. Truma is just another case of Lufi Dom. Every Gazan is Lufi Dom. So leave the Truma out of it and just say, Ha'ichel Chomes with Pesach, V'shoyge Chayev, V'mezit Pot. I'm just telling you, I'm just reading out, saying Rashi outside. Zot Rashi. Rashi. Chiddush of the Mishnah is when it says that he was amazed in the Sefer, it does not mean he was amazed in the Chametz, which is Karas. That would be that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah is he was a Shayyid in the Chametz. He was amazed in the Truma. Truma is only Musa B'di Shamayim, it's not Karas. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana's din of Kimur Rabbanai extends not only to Karas but to Misa's base, to Misa B'di Shamayim as well. Rashi makes drasha osin that the Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana's halacha is not only to, by Chai the Karas, it's also by Misa B'di Shamayim. That's why the Mishnah talked about a case of Truma. You know, I haven't said anything. I just told you Rashi. But now we know that that's a machlekes. This chiddush the Rashi is reading into the Mishnah that Rav Nachunya ben Akana applies that even the Misa B'di Shamayim it's not limited to Karas because the Dash and Osan Osan and Misa B'di Shamayim is also an Osan. Who holds that way?
Abaye.
That's Abaye. The Gemara in Ksuvos machlekes Abaye Nova. Very much machlekes Abaye Nova. Also, you do it. That in my time with Rav Nachunya ben Akana, Abaye says we learn Osan Osan. And Rava says, no, it's from the Pasuk of Korosh Shalikim Yisra Shalachem. The Gemara says, Ma'ikim and Rava Labai. So the Gemara says, Zar Shalachal Chumo. Koin Tabai is Potter, because it's Kimli Ravine, even Amisa B'dei Shemayim. Koin to Rava, it's only Korosh, the Torah only says Vechresi. By Korosh, it's Kimli Ravine, but not by Amisa B'dei Shemayim. So Rashi is saying that the Gemara's Teretz now is going Alibad Abai. This Teretz of the Gemara is going Alibad Abai. On the face of it, it's very wild. The Gemara is going to leave it that way. Normally, Abaye and Rava, we go like Rava. But some of the Poshub Shat is yeah. As in the Gemara before, the Gemara about a riot from a different brisa. Uncle Greg is assuming it's more in public libra. Seems to be a riot between me and the Shal. So the Gemara said, Omer Abaye, Abaye's Miyashiv. It's out of Lufi Dhamma Mashal. And Alimar brings the mission. Stama Rashi learned that you see from the Gemara before that Abaye is championing the Tzad of Lufi Dhamma Mashal. So now we're asking Abaye from the mission. And this I'm not making up, Rabbi Nachmanal says in Pederish. Look on the side of the Gemara, yeah, Rabbi Nachmanal, small aces. Things more before, but the Tovei Lebrocha, Kofetz Leizvini, then Rabbi Nachmanal says, V'yakshirin al Abaye, mimas nisik tana eko tumas tamas Pesach and so. Rabbi Nachmanal says the first. The Gemara now is asking an Abaye. Abaye apparently is the one who holds the Fidol Mimshah. The Gemara, Abaye, how can you say the Fidol Mimshah? That's the Mishnah. So Abaye answers, no, the Mishnah is good. With Misa B'nei Shemayim, Asan Asan, that's Shita Sabai. In the Chanamida, Lufi Rav, Lufi Midim Shal. It seems very good, yeah.
Yeah, with the Gemara
and Gittin. Gemara and Gittin. Rashi learns that the Gemara and Gittin is going, is assuming that Lufi Midim Shal. Lufi Rashi, it's very good, because Lufi Rav, it's Mukha from the Mishnah, Lufi Midim Shal. It's a style Mishnah, Lufi Midim Shal. Yeah, comes out very good at the Rashi and Shittos. All the other Yishanim learn that Gemara before even Lufidam. Rashi, what they learn is the Gemara about Lufidam. The Gemara is Lufidam. What's that? And the other Rishonim quote Rashi with the Kaimala. The Kaimala Lufimi the Mishnah. Why is it the Kaimala? She tells the Shitas Rashi is Mukha, because Taka Kaimala. Because the Lufi Rava, the Mishnah only works if Lufimi the Mishnah. There's no Mokum to the Ash of the Mishnah if Lufi Dome Mishnah. The whole Yishuv only works in Abai. So, that's how Rashi learns the Shtikul Gemara. If the Mishnah is going with Fimida Mishalim, it's valid. The ratio is the Fimida. Chometz has no domin. The ratio is the Fimida, so you pay the Fimida. Chometz has volume. May not have domin, but it has volume. And the Sefer is Bemezid. Bemezid is the regular Gazim. That's the Fimida Mishalim. So the Mishnah is good. If you hold the Fimida Mishalim, the Mishnah is good. And the Halacha, that's not the Shat in the Mishnah. And the reason the Mishnah attack goes with Fimida Mishalim. That's Rashi and Gittin, the Kaimalon and Fimida Mishalim. But what about Abai says that the Fidom Mishalim? So the Gemara answers a different shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going like a Reishi Aglilu. The Chometz with Pesach has Domin. So that's why in the Reishi you have to pay, because it's Domin. I am the Sefer, why don't you have to pay? Kim Lid Ramane, with Ram Nechunya Ben Akonah. There's a Ram Nechunya Ben Akonah that could Kim Lid Ramane. Frek Rashi, so why mention Truma at all? So then it's just the Mishnah about Chometz and Kim Lid Ramane. So why bring Truma into the picture? The answer is because it's not talking when it says mazid, it doesn't mean mazid in the Chametz, which would be chorus. It means in the chorus we show you, so it's no kimli rabbinah. It means you were mazid in the truma. And the chiddush in the Mishnah is that there's kimli rabbinah even from misa b'nei shamayim, which is an abayadik word. And that's how abay will be miyach the Mishnah, man domal pitom and mishal. The whole mahalach only works because Rashi holds that kimli rabbinah is only been mazid, not the shogi. Taisus holds, as I said before, Taisus holds that Rav Nechunya ben Akonah is Kimli Dramine, is Ben B'Shogi Ben B'Mezit. Just like Mrs. Basin, the Kimli Dramine of Mrs. Basin is Ben B'Shogi Ben B'Mezit. Tana Becheskin. So this Mahalach is not going to work according to Taisus. So if your Taisus is Takashre, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? What's the Gemara saying in the Mishnah that Chometz has Domim, but in the Sefer Yipotah because of Kimli Dramine? So if in the Sefer Yipotah because of Kimli Dramine, so why aren't you Potah in the Rashi? What do I call your shaggy? There's no accumulated rabbinate according to Taisus is Ben Mimes and Ben Mishay. So Taisus and Tzuvah is addressed. What's the difference shaggy in this? So Taisus over there has two ma'afim. One ma'alaf Taisus says is that the Torah says the Farish that if you eat from a Bashogi, you have to pay. That's a Farish. That's a Farish in Torah. Ishkirchel Kadesh Bishkogo, the Yosef Hamish Yisrael, the Nosan Lakayana Sakadesh, says the Farish in Torah that if you eat from a Bashogi, you do have to pay. What happened to Kimberly Rabbinah? It's Misim Leishamayim. It should be Kimberly Rabbinah. Again, the question is only according to Taisus that Kimberly Rabbinah is even Bashogi. According to Rashi, it's not Akasha. Kimberly Rabbinah is amazing. The Torah is talking Bashogi. But the feet, Taisus should also say that this Kimberly Rabbinah even Shagay, it's Kim the Rabbi, even the Shagay. So, what's Pshat in the so what's Pshat in Pasuk? So, Jesus answers it must be exerced at Pasuk. The Torah said that Tashlumei Truma are immune to Kim the Rabbi. Jesus, once Tashlumei Truma are immune to the Kim the Rabbi of Truma. So they're immune to the Kimli Dramine of Chametz as well. Which is a Chiddush. At once the Torah was in the Gala, that there's no Kimli Dramine mitzad the Mises de Shamayim of Truma, so there's no Kimli Dramine mitzad the chorus of Chametz either. Male, that's Chad Ratio. The ratio is B'Shogeg, so it's in the Parsha of Tashlumei Truma. So Tashlumei Truma have exerced a kosuv that they're immune from Kimli Rabbinah. And once you're immune from Kimli Rabbinah from Truma, you're immune even from the Kimli Rabbinah of Chometz. The safe is Tashlumei is Bemezid. Bemezid is not the Parshan Torah of Tashlumei Truma. It's a Gazan Liyama. Gazan Liyama doesn't have any immunity from Kimli Rabbinah. So in the safe, you're both us Kimli Rabbinah. That's the first Mahalach in Taisus. Taisus doesn't like this Mahalach for several reasons. One of them is that the whole Mahalach only works in Abayah. That Misa B'Shamayim is like Chorus. So the Torah said a Gili Milsa that Tashlumei Truma are immune from the Kimlid Rabbinah of Misa B'Shamayim of Truma, so they're likewise immune from the Kimlid Rabbinah of Chorus of Chometz. But if you hold like Rava, Misur Shemayim altogether doesn't make a Kimmel Yidrami. But Chometz does make a Kimmel Yidrami. So there's no Xeris HaKasu over here. What Xeris HaKasu? Ordinarily, when you eat Truma B'Shaykh, you don't have any Karas. Truma's not Karas. It's Misur Shemayim. Misur Shemayim, according to Rava, doesn't have a Kimmel Yidrami. But here it became Chometz. In the Mishnah, it's Chometz. Chometz already is Kimmel Yidrami. It's Karas. So what did you get? It's good for Rava. It's good in Abai, but it's not good in Rava. And Taisus not only wants the Mishnah Shtim, the Gemara Shtim even Rav, but Taisus not doesn't go like Rashi. This Mahalach of Fidom Mishalim is only in Abai, the Gemara. That Taisus doesn't entertain it all. So Taisus asks him, so doesn't point to Rav, how do you understand the if Fidom Mishalim, how does Rav explain the Mishnah? So therefore Taisus are different Teretz. This is the Teretz that Taisus goes with for myself. And that is that Tashlumei Truma B'Shogeg are a Kapara. And Kapara doesn't have Kimmel Yidrami. The din of Kimmel Yidrami is only by Chiyuvei Momen, Kas. Chiyuvim of Kapara don't have Kimmel Yidrami. So then that's the Chiyuvim. In the Rishis B'Shogeg is a Kapara. By a Kapara, there's no Kimmel Yidrami. The Sefer, in the Sefer, it's not a Kapara, so maybe there's Kimmel Yidrami. If you taste it, by the way, it's possible why the Mishnah had to talk about Truma. If it wouldn't be Truma, it would be regular Gazan. Regular Gazan is regular Mom. And this Kimmel Rabbin, then the Mezid, then the Shaggy, we put their across the board. The only reason why in the Reish Yechayev is because it's a Kapara. So that has to be against the Truma. Anyway, so Chinu, that we have, like, it's Rashi in places. Does Rashi agree that Tashlumi Truma is a Kapara? He does. He says so in the Mishnah. Rashi says in the Mishnah, towards the bottom of the Amud, that Tashlumei Truma, Rashi to win, they're a kapara. But nonetheless, Rashi holds, even though it's a kapara, it has Kimmel Yidrami. This is one of places that by kapara, there's no Kimmel Yidrami, Rashi doesn't have. So we have it's a second machlokes Rashi in places. It's the Kimmel Yidrami and a kapara. So we have two machlokes in Rashi in places. And Svar, they don't have anything to do with each other, but they're connected in the Chesed of the Sugya. First of all, we have a machlokes Rashi in places. Is the Kimmel Yidrami by a shogeg of Koras? According to Mechuni ben Akana, that Koras also makes Kimmel Yidrami. Is that only the Mezid of Koras or even the shogeg of Koras? Like it's Rashi in places. Rashi holds only the Mezid and places holds not even shogeg by analogy to this basically. Now it seems, and according to Rashi, that's the good duration of safe. Duration is no Kimmel Yidrami because it's a shogeg. The safe, there is Kimmel Yidrami because it's a Mezid. But Taisus says, no, this Kimmel Yidrami, Ben B'Shogeg, Ben B'Mezid. That can't be the chiluk between the Reish and the Sefer. So what is the chiluk between the Reish and the Sefer? That forces Taisus to say a new chiddush that Rashi doesn't need to have, which is that Kapara is immune from Kimmel Yidrami. So in the Reish, it's a Kapara, so there's no Kimmel Yidrami. In the Sefer, it's not a Kapara. In the Reish, it's a Kapara, so there's no Kimmel Yidrami. In the Sefer, Ben B'Mezid, it's a regular moment, it's not a Kapara. There you have Kimmel Yidrami. That's the Taisus going to finish. It's really interesting to think in what is this machlokes telling? This machlokes is there Kimmel Yidrami and a kapara or not? And what is it telling? That would be interesting to speculate. Maybe Xeris HaKasu, it makes not telling anything. Is there some bedrock, some deeper level of? Not a chuyuv to find a deeper level of understanding of this. But it's interesting to think. I had a machshava that maybe it's totally, again, this is very speculative and I don't really have to, but maybe it's totally, you know, I mentioned before, I mentioned yesterday, the Chakira, the show we already discussed, is Kim the Rabbi Neil Ptur, or it's just a new basin, the Emel Koyach, Ein Shei Shtayim. The Chaim, what the Chalak, the Kim the Rabbi Neil Misa, the Kim the Rabbi Neil Malkas, in disregard, but in Mishayim, there's no, don't find that. And it's a share of chayim, because the Gemara compares in many places the two kinds of Kimmel Yidrami. But the Gufa Dabar, let's say we'll just say now like a chayim. Gemara is not, I don't know, I mean, if chayim knew the Gemara is better than me, but I don't know. The Gemara is not much better. The Gemara can say that the Gemara in Ksuvas has a tricha, so why do I need two psukim? Why do I need a posuk that Misa Mamam has Kimmel Yidrami and another posuk that Malkus Mamam has Kimmel Yidrami? So the Gemara makes a tricha, so I wouldn't know one from the other. If you're chayim, what do you need a tricha? It's two different dinim, it has two different dharm, different rules. You don't need tshichas for that. It's like saying, why do we need a pasuk that you that I don't know that you can't do melach on Shabbos? Then you need, and there's another pasuk that can't be chayish b'shabbach amor yakov. We need to psukim because it's two different things. So like I don't need tshichas for that. If kim rabbi of misa and kim rabbi of malchus are two different things and they have different rules and they, and there's nafkaminas and yichai lo sestei shemayim, for example. So then of course you need to psukim. So the Gemara is mashma that it's one thing with the same rule. But which one is it? Is it a ptur or is it a? So the passage says that it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. And I don't want to get into so much because it's more in the Marish Tikkun Reih, but it seems to be machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi of Mesia and Daf Tzadik Aleph and Mud Aleph is the Farish. The king of the Rabbani is not a ptur. He says, you're still chayav. Lots of says, Shemayim, you still have to pay. And even more, Rashi holds that if the guy is Tosfos, Lemat Kinimini. If you're chayav moment, if I'm chayav moment for you, but there was some king of the Rabbani that patted me, so that means that basin won't collect it from you. But if you're typhus, you're in your rats. And Rashi says the fairish. So what does Kimud Rabbani mean? It means that basin doesn't have koyach will unshishtai. Basin can't be going with the moment if they go with the for the malchus. But Be'etzim, the person himself is chayach, and the nigzal could be typhus even. Not only does the guy's in chayach lost to the shemayim, but the nigzal could even be typhus. So Rashi's give a Rashi bar malalu. That Kimli Rabbani is not a Ptur, it's just been a Beistin. Taisus is less clear what Taisus holds, but they bring a Raya from a Taisus in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. Well, they had a case where somebody was about Machteris and they sold something. But they were potter because they were chai misa because they were above machteres, but machteres is roidev, so it's chai misa, this kimli dravene. The mishnah says the fair, he's above machteres and he broke a chavas, he's potter because kimli dravene, he was a roidev. So we might have the story over there that there was some ganavim who were above machteres and they stole something from, I forget who, one of the chachamim, and they came and they wanted to pay him. And he wouldn't take from them because he says, no, it's kimli dravene. And even though the case was that it was stolen, it was a technical reason why he himself really thought it's not Kimli Rabbanei. But Rab felt that it is Kimli Rabbanei. Since Rab holds it's Kimli Rabbanei, I don't want to go against Rab, I'm not going to take it. Because even though I really think it's not Kimli Rabbanei, I'm not going to get to what. Take a look, it's an important moment about Bob Machteris, but it's not Agamari. But at the point, he said, my Rebbe, you know, Rab said that it's Kimli Rabbanei in such a case, so I'm going to be Machmal like Rab Kimli Rabbanei. So he says, what do you mean? Rashi says you can be Tavis. So what do you care if this Kimli Rabbanei? They're giving it to you, so why not take it? You could even be typhus. Basin can't collect it. You don't need basin over here. They're coming, they're giving it to you voluntarily. But it's in the chayim. Not only are they chayim, lots of shemayim, but you could be typhus. So what was he being so firm about? Maybe they were really potter. And maybe they were just coming from Kai. They were really potter, but they thought maybe they're chayav. So I could hear he said they think they're chayav, but they're really potter. I don't want to take it on mistaken premises. But if point to Rashi Rebbe and it's chayav, then you could be typhus. So if you're allowed to be typhus, you could certainly take it from them. Tzeis is the cash. So the posh tzeis is a fancy teretz, but the posh of the teretz is that in the chanami tzeis is halted except tur. Not like Rashi, but like it's Rashi tzeis. And again, it belongs more to Eilu Naretz. But I thought maybe in Machshava that maybe it's connected. If you're the king of the Rabbanei is a p'tur, like the Yerushalayim, it's only a p'tur from a certain class of chiyuvim, from the chiyuvim that come from the tefiyah of the gazim, chiyuvim mamon. So there you have a p'tur, but chiyuvim that you need for your own kapara, maybe there's no p'tur. What potter? I mean, if I'm going to be potter, I'm not going to have a kapara. What's driving the chiyuv is my need for a kapara. So what is it past to say that I'm potter? What do you mean potter? Did I get a kapara? I don't have a kapara. Like, I can hear the logic. Maybe I have a chiyuv. I'm also looking for chiyuv. But kapara is not because I'm on a hook. Kapara is because I need a kapara. So what does it help that I have a ptur? But I still need the kapara. But where do I go? So Taisa says, by a kapara, there's no such thing as kimli rabbanei. But you can't get away from the fact that you still need the kapara. We can make you potter as much as you want, but you still need the kapara. Where is it? Kimli rabbanei wasn't the chapa. But Rashi learns that Kimli Rabbanei is not a Ptur. Kimli Rabbanei is a din in Beistin that we can't be Goyva Shtayim. So maybe that applies across the board. Beistin can't be Goyva. Of course, you're still. You want a Kapara? Pay. It doesn't take. You're supposed to pay anyway. Lost Shemaim, you're supposed to pay. He can even be Taifas. That's not the need of Kimli Rabbanei. The need of Kimli Rabbanei is Beistin going to come and collect. So that's his cloud. Beistin doesn't do Shtayim. Beistin is busy with Misa. They don't collect money. The basin is busy with rakas. They don't collect money. That could be a kapara too. I, you need a kapara. Nechanami, you taka need a kapara. So pay. You're supposed to pay. Kin Rabbi, it was never said as a ptura. It was only said as a din basin.
Could we possibly then say that the first in Pesach Sukkot, the first what's called the Havamina, how to understand the Mishnah, is then going like Rashi, in that the reason that there's a Gerasa Kosov to say that there's no kinder remedy by Shogi Gatruma is just that we're giving based on their Shus to collect. And you can't say the second one because it's not a pure because then what should I comment? So I should apply the comments as well.
What do you want to say?
That the first Parents of Kosos that he rejected because it doesn't go like Rava. Actually, you could say that that's going in the Havana of Kimli Bidramine of Rashi, that it's just a pure business.
But that's very radical. Tosis holds. I guess we could say such a kashya, but that's a lot to do. To make the two Tirutzim and Tosis and totally in this Shaila about the nature of Kimli Rabine, it's like your the nature of Kimli Rabine is a big issue. You know, the Pshat in this Mishnah is a small issue. You're holding a big issue hostage to a small issue. So I don't know. To say that the two Tirutzim and Tosis about this local issue have to do with two global understandings of Kimli Rabine, which again, the whole bunch of sugis all over Shas. I don't think we wouldn't normally want to do a thing like that. I mean, I'm not saying theory could be, but it's just not something. And I don't see a big effort to do that. This whole bunch is a speculative part. I mean, none of this kashrut is much. Okay, let's see. Like, so fine. So we have Harashi Lutu Gemara. How patient Lutu Gemara?
Rabbi said that Joseph was trying to fit Rava in to this also, so right. That's why he didn't use the first answer about the second answer. Why does he fit into the second answer? He wouldn't say in the Seifa that you're potter because of Kimla and Tilzor. And then Rabbi said that Abai said that in the Seifa.
No, there are places who learned that the Pesach was in the fun, it's not in the truth. Right. According to Taisus, the Hazen and the Sefer is in the Chametz because it's the Karas that's fattening. Yeah. Okay, so now let's go back to the issue that Derek Traeger raised about the Rambam. Because again, the Gemara's Mavur and all of this need to make the Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi and Lili, that Chumash has Shavius, and like in the Chunin Ben HaKonah, the Miskim of the Rabbinay, this is all coming out of the fact that Lufi Domi Mishalim. But if Lufi Midi Mishalim, the Gemara is Mashal, then the Mishnah is very good. You don't need to say any of this. The Mishnah is Gvaldik. There's no Shavius. Chumash Pesach has no Shavius, but it has a Midah. Then the Reish Yechayev because Lufi Midi Mishalim. The Shagi Yechayev because Lufi Midi Mishalim. In the Sefer, we don't need Jenny Rabbi Chunin Ben HaKonah, we don't need anything else. In the Sefer, you put there because Lufi Domi Mishalim, the Sefer is Lufi Domi. The Mishnah is Lufi Domi. You're a regular Gazel. So the Traeger asked, what about the Rambam? The Rambam is even the Mezidi pay payers. So if even the Mezidi pay payers, then the Chayra, it stands to reason that even the Mezid is the Niflafimi, the Mishal. I mean, we don't know for sure, right? And there's no way to check it up in the Rambam because the Rambam passes if you don't in the Mishal. So it's not like we could look it up in the Rambam and see, you know, what does the Rambam say? Is there a Niflafimi, the Mishal by Mezid? The Rambam holds even the Shogi, the Halachi passes like the Kitzmachlag is later, Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Kiva, Lufi Domi Mishalim. So we can't know in the Rambam what he holds, Lamadom, Lufi Midi Mishalim. But Rabbi Kveya says, the Svarane Senes, that the same Shmachlag is if Lufi Domi Mishalim, Lufi Midi Mishalim, would be by Shogi and Amazing, according to the Rambam, because what's the difference? Either way, you pay Paris, not money. You pay Paris and not cash. So if you have to pay, Rashi certainly said that the whole Sfar of the Midi Mishalim, because the Torah said that you pay payers. The Fila Ramam even amazing you pay payers. So then how does the Mandamal of the Mishalim understand the difference between the Rashi and the Sikh? That's Rabbi Kveger's kasha. So I thought like this maybe. At least I'm a halacha machshava direction. Even if in the Rambam that you have to pay Paris regardless, Shayu Gemara, you have to pay payers across the board. But there are nonetheless differences between Shayu and Mesik. Shagig is the Chaimish, and Mesik is no Chaimish. So one of the differences that says the Ferish in the Mishnah in Truma is that by Shagig, the Kayin can't be Mech. By Mesik, the Kayin could be Mech. Taisus learns that the reason for that difference is because Shagig is a Kapar and Mesik is not a Kapar. So Mela, by a Kapar, what does it help that the Kayin is Mech? So he's not being Tevei me, but I need the Kapar. By a mezid, it's just a regular tefias moment. It's like any other tefias moment. The tefiah could be meichel. A kapara, ferish in the Mishnah, but for mezid, the kohen could be meichel and not the shegi. So I thought that even lefi the Rambam, there's a difference between shegi and mezid. That by, and maybe we could say even the Nusach HaTosis, that shegi is the kapara. The Rambam, the ferish, is nice, and Trumas is the ferish. The mezid is not a kapara, and shegi is a kapara. That the Rambam is the ferish. He says that Mesid can't get a kapara because Gogol Avonim and Tsoi, it's too big an avera to even have the kapara. But a kapara, the Mesid is not, the Ram also has this notion. The Mesid is not a kapara for Shaykhus. So maybe say like this. By Mesid, since it's not coming as a kapara, so even though there's takadinim, you have to pay payers, but it's fundamentally a tashlumim. And the mechayev is the tri of the kohen. So that maybe that's the important words. The mechayev is the tri of the kohen. The kohen is tevemi, and that's mechayev. That's why the kohen can be mechayev. It's beyond the kohen limcho because it's his tri that's mechayev. Like any nizik, what's mechayev mean by a hezek is that the nizik is tevemi. There's a tri moment toyin minit. If he's not toyin me, then I'm bother. So by tashlumei truma the mezid. The Rambam also agrees, it's not a kapara, it's not my need for a kapara. It's the tefiyas moment of the kohen. It's the tefiyah of the kohen. The kohen is not tevei, so then I'm bad. Shaygi is not though, shaygi is a kapara. Shaygi is something to do, his bechila is irrelevant, because I have a chiyah kapara. So Melik said this, that in Pechomets, since it has no shavios, there's no, the kohen has no tefiyas moment on it. We can say this in various nuschos. We can say because they had no Shabbos. Without a Shabbos, there's no tefiyas moment. Even though the din is lefimido, the way I pay is lefimido. But there has to be a tefiyas moment, and in something that has no Shabbos, there's no tefiyas moment. Or, say, nusachacha. It's Yisuri Ano, b'chal, I'm not a Bailamo, according to many Rishayim. So what even makes me a Bailam on the Chometz? Because the Torah put it into my Rishus for Bayur Abay Motz. The Torah made me a Bailam for Bayur Abay Motz. So fine, so it has a shem that it's my Chometz. Because for Bayur Abay Motz, the Gemara says in that, where was it? Like Nuski offered the Gemara in Bava Mavais. Shnei Dvarim Eidu B'shus Shalom, B'yasai HaKos HaKilu B'shus Shoy, B'or B'shus Rabin the Chometz. That's in the Tzitzoy, no, it's not in my Rishus. Not mine, according to many Rishus. Rashman's Eidu Shalom. But the Torah made it mine. So a shem, it's clear that it has a shem chum of the kohen. You see in the Mishnah that b'shoyged you have to pay the kohen. Obviously, the fact that the term made it the kohen is enough. That it's, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. So, but as long as the term made it mine for bayor by motzah, so it gives it a shem that it's called my. But that for me to be to have a tefias moment to be to they are people who were mazik me. Could be that I don't have such a tefias. I have a tefias. That could be for that the Torah didn't put into my rishos. The Torah put it into my Rishus that I'm over by Rabbi Motz. So it has a shem in Trumas Kohen. But to say that there are people that are mazik, it, you know, I can then come and be today then. So Mela, maybe we could say that. So the Mishnah told me when there's no Shabbos at all, the comments have no Shabbos, it's Yisrael not has no Shabbos, it's also Bano. So the Chilik Miration Seif is in the ratio where it's a kapara. So I don't need the Kohen to be Tevei. Doesn't matter if the kohen is irrelevant. The kohen could be meichel me. It doesn't matter. I need a kapara. I have to pay. And I have to pay lefi midah. And chometz has a midah. So I have to, for the kapara, I have to pay lefi midah. But in the seifa, where it's not a kapara, the seifa, you have to come out to the tefias moment of the kohen. So chometz is yisuri ano. And yisuri ano, the kohen doesn't have any tefias moment. It's not any better than the kohen would be meichel. If the kohen would be meichel, I wouldn't have to pay. So if the chametz itself is also by not to the kohen, it's just the Torah made him an honorary bialim, the Indian that he's over by Rabbi Motzei, that has a shem trum of the kohen, but he's not, but that he should be tevei me and based him for this chametz. Now he comes to me and based him, he's tevei me for being mastered in the chametz. A tfiyas moment of how he doesn't have. So without a tfiyas moment, it's like he was Michael. If he's Michael, then there's no kapar over here. So male, he's safe, he's bottom. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. If you say the Fimid the Mishalim, so it's very good. In the Reisha, you pay, it's a kapara, so you don't need the Tvi of the Kayin. So you pay the Fimid. And the Sefer, you have to come out of the Tvi of the Kayin. And Chamas is no Tvi as Mama. There's no Tvi. But if you're all the Fidom and Mishalim, then even the Reisha, but there's no Dolim, so there's no Tvi. If you say Lili, it's Mutabano. If it's Mutabano, then you have a Tvi as Mama even in the Sefer. So why in the Sefer you put there? So it must be King of Rabbinay. And the whole Gemara then goes on its way. Maybe this will be Mahala for every Kegis Kash on the Ram. Just so you should know, Lamaisa, there's a Shver Ram in the Persian Mishnayis. Ram in the Persian Mishnayis is a different chapter in the Mishnah entirely, the different generation of the Sefer, not like the Gemara B'chaf. Hello. Aichat Tumas Chomes v'Pesach v'Shegig and so on. Dr. Amram, Oida V'Arlech of Maseches Makis, Aichat Chomes v'Pesach Leike. You get Makis, if you Chomes. V'Aike V'Sleinu Eimel Am Leike M'Shalem. V'Kichuch, Kota Menet Tashtumim. Rahman says the reason why you're Kota Menet Seif is because you Eimel Leike M'Shalem. Meaning, it's talking with Hashra. The safe and the maze is talking with Hashem. And the reason why you fought there is because you ain't a local Mishnah. It all looks shot in the Mishnah. When it says maze in the safe, it doesn't mean stam maze. It means a maze with Hashem. And it gets Malkus. And the reason why he's fought there is because you ain't a local Mishnah. There is Yosef. In the safe, there's no Malkus, so you're Chayim. It's like you ignored the Gemara. What about the fact that it has no Shabbos? How come you chayiv in the safe, but it has no Shabbos? Ram passing the fidom mishal. Well, the mission is only for me the mishal. Ram should say that. And then the Gemara asks, "Why my time with the safe?" The Gemara doesn't answer that it's because of Malkus. The Gemara says other things. If you say, "Lili," I'm sorry, of Nuchni ben Akona, Misa ben Shemayim, chorus. It's against the Gemara. I'll show you specifically where it's against the Gemara. Where the Gemara says. So finally, the ratio is a mido, and the sefer, whatever the pshat is safe. But the madama lefi domim mishalim, so there's no domim. So the Gemara says, well, it's going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the chometz has domim. Right, the Gemara says, my time of the sefer, so how come the sefer you brought it? So the Gemara should answer, the sefer you brought it, because it's talking about when there was Asherah, and ain't a loyku mishalim. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara has a fancy answer, came with Rabbanei, with chorus. It's going like Nechuni ben Akana. The Rambam, the Gemara should answer that it's talking about with Asherah and you bought the Ras Malkus. That's the famous, this is a famous Rambam. This Rambam, the Rambam, it's Rambam, like he ignored the Gemara. Kegger is a whole Maroch on these subjects. And yes, it's a fancy, complicated. That's what I'm not going to go to. I'm sure I'm. If you want to see how they learn once upon a time, take a look at the Kevies of Arachba and at least another. It's like, I don't know, it's like 35 pieces, and every piece is like a whole stupid player. It's like, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I'm not telling you to go through the whole thing, that's actually just go by it like a tourist, just to see what it looks like from the windows of the bus. It's just amazing. Yeah. Okay, let's see that. Let's go see that. Something more, Kitanoi. Kitanoi. Okay, Omri Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yechem Ben Nui. Chimano yesh tego. How can it be chaya? What kind of what hano did the kohen have from this tree? Rashi says, "Mano yesh le." Rashi says, "Ketanoi lufimido lufidamim." Rashi means somebody's reading barreling to the Gemara, and maybe they think Ketanoi is going on at the chulin berachon or something. So Rashi says, "No. Ketanoi, we're going back to the issue of lufimido lufidam." Potem and tashlum and shayim meisim. Rashi says, "The machleika says." Rabbi Kiva says, "It's potem ben b'shayim ben b'meisim." Mano yesh le lekayim bo. Man. What was the czar, the Yisrael, who ate it? What was he maps of the clay? The clay has nothing from this one. So apparently Rabbi Kiva holds the Fidom and Mishal. That's Rabbi Kiva's time. This, the Chumash has no Shabbos. So there was no Hefsel of it. On Rabbi Yechem and Uri, Rabbi Akiva, what about every Truma Tmeya? Truma Tmeya, you still have to pay. It's still a thing you have to pay. Tmei Hesek, whatever, but you have to pay. What did the claim happen to Truma Tmeya? He's not allowed to eat Truma Tmeya either. Malay, so Rabbi Kiva said back then, the obvious answer, so it's a pellet, what Rabbi Kiva even meant. Malay, Loi, and I'm at the Truma Tmeya, B'shayim HaSishon, HaShach B'shayim L'Dahet HaAchilo, Meshtu B'het HaSotha. The claim it has from the Truma Tmeya, he can burn it, can be nanner from the HaSotha. He could roast the marshmallows on. Time of his esh, ain't the belayat that he belayat that stuff, but here chametz also going on pile. The massive time of the tumor to the tumors to some of the machine to wash, ain't the belayat that he belayat that stuff, because not really last supper. And there is taka pot there, because he knows. The medrum, a murm is the last thing, the mafish tumor that we saw, a mafish tumor is chametz to be at the lane of fish. That's more later on, how we know that. The time of the Nuri is trying to prove that Lefi Mida Mishan. So Kiva said, "Nah, back. No, but it has Et Asoka. Truma Tmeya Et Asoka. Let's see. Vani Nasati Lachos Mishmeres Promosai." Shtei tumas b'mashma achas terav achas nei lekosu b'chulachot dehi lasopa. Tumas tusim anov b'mashke me'enim lasopa. L'zalap nami look at amin perakam shun takolim. We nami sri lei dezar hachol apolot potu mil shal. V'yechon nui mechai b'ksol v'fi nimit b'mishal. Rabbi Kiva holds mechanami tumas tusim anov mi potu v'fi domo. And v'yechon nui hold tumas tusim anov mi chai v'fi mit. So anyway, the pelle here is what did Yechon nui want from tumas tumeh? What was Yechon nui's time to Rabbi Kiva? It's like Truma Tmei. What about Truma Tmei? Rabbi Kiva holds the Fidom and Mishal. Rabbi Yechon Nui holds the Fimid and Mishal. So Rabbi Yechon Nui is trying to prove the Fimid and Mishal. Rabbi Kiva, you're wrong. It can't be the Fidom and Mishal. Well, Raya, what about Truma Tmei? Truma Tmei doesn't have any Domim. So Rabbi Kiva said back then, what do you mean? Of course it has Domim. It's very less. So what are Rabbi Yechon Nui think? And even more. The machlekes in Yochanan Rabbi Akiva l'chayra is ben b'shogi ben b'meis. That was the first thing Rashi said. Ben b'shogi ben b'meis. B'meis said nobody holds the fi midah mishal. Everybody holds the fi domim. So what would Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui hold about somebody who ate? Rabbi Yochanan wants Rabbi ben Nui wants to prove because we have a stam mishnah. The stam Rashi is from the stam mishnah. Nobody less man the polag than the stam mishnah that if you ate. What is this talking about?
So the Shah Springs was around the top of it.
Which top of it?
Alam is an al. Echasat, echa truma tmeya.
Oh, Mishnah Trumas. What is the Echad Torah of Echad Tumeo? Is that the Lashon of the Mishnah Tumas? Very good, Mishnah. Yeah, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Echad Tumeo B'Shege, Mishan Kerem B'Femish. Echad Echad, Echad Ashesh, Echad Asach, Echad Tumeo Torah, Echad Tumeo Tumeo. So Rashi says it's a Stam Mishnah, less man the Polo. But if you eat from a tmeya, you have to pay. Ben b'shoyge, ben b'mezid, echa tmeya, a body you have to pay. Rabbi Yechem and Rabbi also agrees to that. Rashi is with Herish. Rabbi Yechem and Rabbi agrees to this, that Mishnah. But b'mezid, that's not like a needle, that Rashi was b'mezid, you're a gazan b'am, a body that's if you don't. So how does Rabbi Yechem and Rabbi understand, by trum a tmeya, why do you pay b'mezid? Ma'afsidai? Ma'anel yeshli? The answer is because it's Roy Lassok. So the Yechon himself has to agree to this that Truma Tumei is really last supper. So what's his time on Rabbi Akiva? We have Yerushak and Pirate Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechon Manu. Rabbi Akiva about Chometz. Rabbi Akiva says, Eichel Truma's Chometz Yipapa. If you don't Misham, it had no Dhamma. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yechon Manu says, I don't care about the Dhamma, all I care about is the meeting. Rabbi Yechon Manu brings a proof. So he challenges Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva, you tell him you pay Lefi Dhamma. So how Truma Tumeya doesn't have any Dhamma. So he actually prefers the best. He put that into Rabbi Kiva's now. I forgot the lab by Dhamma. So Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Kiva, Truma Tumeya has no Dhamma. And you still pay because you pay Lefi Nida. So you see, you pay Lefi Nida, not Lefi Dhamma. So Chometz also you pay Lefi Nida. Rabbi Kiva said back to Rabbi Kiva, it's not true. Truma Tumei has done it. It's Roy Lehesek. Yeah, Truma's Tusa Manovim. You talk about there, but the Mishnah not talking about Tusa Manovim. It's talking about regular solid Truma that it would burn in the fireplace and it has done it. So, the question is, A, Rabbi Kiva is honest and right. Truma Tumei has done it. So what was Rabbi Yochanan doing? What was it? Chometz has no done it. Truma Tumei has done it. What was Rabbi Yochanan Benui's analogy to Truma Tumei? He asked the Kashan Rabbi Kiva from Truma Tumei. He said, Truma Tumei has no done it when you pay anyway. So Raya, you pay Lefimidah. What's the Raya? Truma Tumei, Rabbi Kiva's 100%. Rabbi Kiva's rejoinder is obvious. What Rabbi Kiva says in the rejoinder is obvious. Truma Tumei really has done. And I'm saying even more. Rashi says in less man the polo, the whole shock of the tie over here is because less man the polo than the Mishnah Truma. That if you eat Truma, ben b'shoigig ben b'mezid, efa Truma Tumei, efa Truma Tumei, you have to pay. So he's even Rabbi Manui agrees that if you eat Truma Tumei, Ben b'shoigig, ben b'mezid, you have to pay. A bishlam of b'shoigig, if you need them. So fine, it has a meter. That's Rabbi Yechon Nuri's point. But b'mezid, you don't pay the meter. The b'mezid, you pay the fidam. And b'mezid, it's been right. Most of Shoyim hold. Rashi said many, many times. B'mezid, it's not. It's not. There's no chaimish. There's no payris. It's just a gazan b'yama. So that's dumb. So if you ate truma tumei b'mezid, why does Rabbi Yechon Nuri agree that you have to pay? Where's the dumb? Al korchoch, because it has dumb last hakah. So the Yochanan himself has to agree that the Mezid Yechayiv because it has a Dhamma. So what's his time in Rabbi Kiva B'Shoyi? What's his right from Truma Tumei? Rabbi Kiva Truma Tumei. How can he pay for Truma Tumei? It must be looking at the Mishal. Alid Varecha Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. How can he have to pay the Mezid? The Mezid is for sure looking at the Mishal. Elamai, obviously Truma Tumei has a Dhamma. So what did Rabbi Yochanan Nuri want in the first place? So Shaila Mispakeshes. So I think we'll leave this tomorrow. But I think the direction we need to think about is that at the Mastama, we have to say some kind of distinction that the Lefidomim of Mezid is not the same as the Lefidomim of Shoyim. And Rechon Nuri agrees that when it comes to Mezid, so Truma Tumei has a Dhamma. But when it comes to a Shoyim, Rechon Nuri also Truma Tumei doesn't have a Dhamma. Yeah, obviously that needs some... need some doing. The chayyur, that's, put it this way, that's, That's the hole. That's the shape of the hole through which we have to find the peg. Sorry. Okay, let me stop it. Very good? Okay, yeah. Be well.
Thanks so much, Adam.